right, go ahead and call this Monday, May 22nd, public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners to order. Thank Mayor and Town Council for allowing us to come down to Kitsmill and spend some time with you guys today. I appreciate that. At this time, we'll stand for the pledge, and I think Mr. Paul then will give the indication.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day, and we thank you, God, for the opportunity that we have to live in this beautiful county and in the communities that are throughout this county. And we thank you for our commissioners, Lord. We pray your blessings upon their meeting tonight. Pray that you would give them wisdom in the decisions they make, and that you would just bless this county, God, and we just give this meeting and our lives to your honor and glory. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Nall, do you have any additions, corrections, deletions to the agenda?
No, sir.
Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the public agenda?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Agenda's approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, deletions to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
We have a second.
Second.
Minutes are approved by mutual consent. We have a relatively light agenda this evening because we're more interested to hear if there's any concerns or request from Kitsmill, but we do have a couple things on the agenda. The first item on the agenda is a bid award for inmate health care services for the Garrett County Detention Center. And Mr. Nall, what do you got for us?
Yes, sir. This is RFP number 1705-0218 for medical inmate health care services. There's two bids received, one from Prime Care Medical, one from Correct Care Solution. Prime Care Medical is came in at $1,113,093.45, and Correct Care Solutions was at $1,106,061. After reviewing the proposals with the detention center, the purchasing department is recommending awarding the 3-year contract to Prime Care Medical for a total cost of $1,113,093.45. This is a 3-year contract with a 1-year option. Also, as part of this proposal, there was a ad alternate, and the request is that the board reject the ad alternate for hospitalization as part of this.
Okay, so Correct Care Solutions was $1,116,061. Prime Care Medical was $1,113,093.45, the difference of roughly $3,000. The recommendation is to go with the low bid, which is Prime Care Medical. Questions about the recommendation? Hearing none, do we have a motion to accept the recommendation to award Prime Care Medical the bid for inmate health care services for the amount of $1,113,093.45?
So moved.
May we have a motion? We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. All right, the only other action item that we have on the agenda is a resolution for the Community Development Block Grant Funding, otherwise known as CDBG. This is a follow-up to a public hearing on May 1st for the first-time homebuyer down payment and closing cost assistance that we do through Community Action. And this resolution states, the Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland has held the required public hearing related to the formulation of its community development block grant applications. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland, on this 22nd day of May 2017, authorizes the submittal of applications for community development block grant funding in the amount of $150,000 for the Garrett County Community Action Committee Pathway to Home Ownership Program to assist with down payment and closing costs. The amount of $300,000 for GCCAC's Home Repair and Rehab Program to assist with health and safety repairs. The amount of $167,000 for the Mountain Laurel Medical Center's expansion project to assist with purchasing equipment for a grand total of $635,500 in CDBG funding to benefit low-income households. Are there any questions about the resolution? Hearing none, we have a motion to accept the resolution.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question of the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. And the resolution is approved. All right, I do want to make an announcement that our next public meeting is actually Thursday at 6 o'clock at Garrett College, and it will be our budget hearing. If anybody's interested in that, that'll be at 6 o'clock in the Garrett College Auditorium, and that'll be the budget presentation before we adopt the budget in our meeting in June. All right, having said all that, I want to thank Kitzmiller again for having us down and see if there's anything on your guys' minds or anything we can help you out with or any questions that you all have. Everybody talking once. Robbie, anything you need our help with down here?
At the moment, no. But that's just at this very moment.
Yeah.
As you already know, I'm not afraid to call.
Yeah. We applied for a roofing project or something here,
yes.
Right? Where does that stand right now?
I think Robin Douglas is working on that, and I think we had the White Emery down and Jason King.
Yeah.
They were both down. They looked at the roof. They came up with some plans. They're waiting on some bids to come back now.
Okay.
I think the paperwork's been filed for the grant. So we're just waiting on prices to come back down.
And everything else in here in pretty good shape.
You're also working on two bathrooms?
Yeah, the bids for the bathrooms, they came in, well, they were supposed to come in Friday, but didn't get any. So that project's going back out to bid.
Okay.
We've already, Robin's already filed the paperwork to get an extension on that.
Okay.
And we may need some assistance. Community Action would like to move the senior center up here, which the council approves of right now. They're in agreement with that, just because it's easier to get in and out of.
Where is it now?
And it's in the top of the community building.
Okay. Yeah.
You've got to go up those steps to get up there. Or if they came in here, we have a nice ramp out there. They can get right in. We may need some help back here in the kitchen to get the kitchen up to what our health department says it needs to be. I know we might need a 3-bowl sink and a grease trap. I think that's about the only thing we need to get to be able to move it up here. So,
when will that happen? When is that supposed to happen? Do you know?
Well, we have to get the bathrooms in first. So we can't move the senior center up here until we have a separate set of bathrooms, because we have Head Start down on the other end of the building, so the bathrooms have to be segregated.
Okay. Just send us a letter.
We did get a good report that because we had the report before, for the bathroom, and they tested 13 different things and where we're going to put the bathroom, and there was no asbestos.
Yeah, whenever you get to the point you're ready to do that, just send us a letter and say exactly what you need help with, and I'm sure we'll probably be able to help you out.
Yeah.
This budget coming up for the towns, basically, would be no change. The amount of money we've been given for the tax differential should stay the same. I think you might get some parks money in there or something. Everything on the town level, basically, staying. So that's a good thing for you guys. So we're happy with that. And certainly, I think the last time we came down here last year was later on in the year, and there was some request to do some tree limbing or something, and we're always willing to have our guys help out with that stuff. So.
Yeah, actually, we did a lot of tree removal over here in the park, which we had grant money for a lot of it. Then we had volunteers come down too, and thank you guys for having Paul send me. He sent down the chipper and the truck, and they helped us get rid of all the excess brush.
Good. Yeah, anything like that that our guys can help out with, or just let us know. Anyone else?
When's your Kits Miller homecoming event?
The Kits Miller homecoming is July, I think it's the 22nd, but let me check to make sure. Yes, July 22nd.
So basically the same activities?
Same activities. It's pretty much
all.
Yes. We did that one year. We did that several years. We don't know.
Okay.
But pretty much everything that we had last year is still scheduled to happen this year.
Fireworks,
yes.
Yes.
I had a question from Robbie. If you guys hear me, you can kind of ask it. I probably should have already asked him this, but maintenance on the streets.
Yes, sir.
I just had a quick question. That budget meeting, that's going to be this coming Thursday, the 25th?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep. 6 o'clock in the auditorium at the college. Anyone else?
And up on State Street coming into town, there's water running on the grid all the time, and I know that that's state, but it's been running on there for 50 years. My parents used to live in that corner house and running on there then. It seemed like after 50 years, somebody could figure out a way to correct that problem, but it runs all the time when the water gets high, and in the winter it gets ice on it, and then the summer it's just a mess.
I just today got the last of the easement signed, so the state can go in there and start fixing that because they're going to have to, they didn't have enough right away to fix it. So we had to get permission from property owners to dig back into the property and get, be able to fix it. So I just got to work. Just about, yeah. So
Gentlemen, anything?
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt, Paul. You could answer that.
No, I couldn't. So I'm glad you answered. So, yeah. All right. Once again, we want to thank Kitz Miller for hosting us and coming out. And hopefully, anything, like I said, invitation's always there to help. So anything you guys come up with, you need help with it, don't hesitate to call us or write us or email us. Call Kevin, and we'll help in any way that we can. So, having said that, if there's nothing else, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Hey, Renee. We missed you at those Board of Ed budget meetings.
Oh, Mary was there.
But there wasn't another.
Huh?
Why weren't you there?
There wasn't anywhere.